Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to hour number two. The root is on fire. The two strangest news stories of the week. I just got to go back to the well with one of them, and another one I'll introduce for the first time. Southern California city, Palm Springs, to give transgender and non-binary residents up to $900 per month in universal basic income. It's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Who just wakes up one day and says, let's give money away because somebody's confused whether they have a penis or a vagina? And how about non-binary? Hold on. I got to do this right in front of everybody. Hold on. I'm going to get my trusty iPhone. Hold on a sec. My trusty iPhone. And I'm going to look up the definition of non-binary. Because I have no idea what that means. Basically, you're a frog. You can switch from male to female, I guess. Non-binary. New gender pronouns. Non-binary. Let's see if we can get it. Being non-binary. Here we go. Being non-binary, non-binary is an umbrella term to describe people who identify with a gender outside of the gender binary. This is very confusing. And can be categorized under the trans umbrella term, although not all non-binary people identify as trans. The word non-binary describes a wide array of different identities which fall outside of the gender binary and can be related to or completely separate from male and female gender identities. Do you have any idea what that means? Does anyone have any idea what the F these people are talking about? How could anyone survive around people like this? How could you be in a room with people like this? How could you hire people like this? How could you live near people like this? Crazy. They're all mentally ill. They're crazy as a loony bin. And then the funniest story of the week is New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who's hoping to lure Florida residents back to New York after the entire New York ran away to Florida. Now he wants to lure them back by promising to teach kindergartners about transgender and sexual identity issues. I mean, these people are sick in the head. And this will teach you to vote for any quote-unquote moderate Democrat. Because Eric Adams is a former cop who tried to act like he was a common-sense moderate Democrat. And by the way, there is no don't say gay campaign. Wayne Root, as an example, I've never been anti-gay in my life. You want to be gay, be gay. Go be gay in your bedroom. Screw all the men you like if you're a man. Screw all the women you like if you're a woman. Screw all the things you like, the its you like if you're transgender. I don't care. Have fun. I don't care. Get drunk, do drugs. I don't care. As long as you don't affect my life. This is where I'm libertarian. But see, when you try and brainwash my children, indoctrinate my children into your sick lifestyle, then I do care, because then you are affecting my life dramatically. That was my libertarian. When I ran for the libertarian presidential nomination and won the VP and wound up on the presidential ticket, I was the one asked to go to the gay parade. They asked me, go to the San Francisco gay parade, sit in the convertible and wave to the crowd as the vice presidential nominee of the Libertarian Party. And I did that. I was shocked by what I saw. I didn't always like what I saw, but I did it. And I would never, ever dare stop someone from being gay and making out and tongue-kissing each other. You want to do that, it may make me want to vomit, but I wouldn't stop you from doing it. I'm not so sure that gays and lesbians don't want to vomit when they see a man and a woman tongue-kissing each other. Maybe they think we're weird. I don't know. I don't really care. Live and let live. I may want to vomit, but you can do it. And you may want to vomit, but I can do it. With a woman, like a normal person does it. No problem. We can all do it. As long as you don't, infiltrate the other person's life and cause them pain, you should be allowed to do what you want to do in the privacy of your bedroom. But nobody ever said it's okay to educate kindergartners, five-year-olds, about men's penises and women's vaginas, and you could switch. Who teaches that to kindergartners through third graders? That's not okay. That's not fine. That's infringing on my rights. The same way, you know, I happen to think religion is, you know, it's for the most part, it's got its negatives, but for the most part, it's good for the average kid. Going to church is good. Going to temple is good. It instills basic values in kids. And I think more than not, it's good for people to go to church. It's good for kids to be raised as Christians, as an example. You know, for the most part. But I do think there's something called a separation of church and state. And liberals have fought for that for decades. You've got to separate church and state. They say schools cannot preach Christianity, as an example. Schools can't preach Jesus Christ, as an example. They don't want the words God even mentioned in school. And while I disagree with all that, isn't it funny that they don't think it's the role of public school to preach religion, separation of church and state? So why would it be the role of the same public schools to get involved with sex and sexual identity and transgender? None of your business. That's parents' business to teach religion, and it's parents' business to teach faith in God, and it's parents' business to teach morality, and it's parents' business, not schools, to convince their kids what's good and what's bad. Changing sexual identities, transgender, lesbian, gay. It's up to parents, not you, public school teachers. Now, as you know, in Florida, there are actually public school teachers who are so offended that they've passed a law that won't allow them to convince Jane to be Johnny and Johnny to be Jane. You know, Jack and Jill went up the hill and they came down as one. Jack came down with a penis and a vagina. That's what they want to believe. These people are whacked out of their minds. But there are teachers that when they found out this law passed, they are giving up the teaching profession. Well, good riddance, because you're sick in the head. We don't want you teaching our children. You're nuts. Go home and play with yourself, but don't go near my children. I don't want you near my children. So when Mayor Adams of New York City buys an ad campaign with taxpayer money to put billboards up in Florida to lure Floridians back to New York by promising to teach transgender and sexual identity to kindergartens, anybody would be willing to leave. Florida should give them a standing ovation. They should give them money to relocate. The people of New York should freak out that you're using taxpayer money for such a stupid thing. Nobody's coming back to New York. Nobody wants your freaking taxes. Nobody wants your regulations. No one wants your joblessness. No one wants your bleak skies. No one wants your cold, crappy weather. Nobody wants your traffic. And definitely nobody wants the Mets. Joke. What a joke that anybody would go back to New York. Who'd go back to New York? I'm a Yankee fan. I wouldn't go back to New York for the Yankees. You know what you do? You live in Florida, you live in Nevada, you live in Texas, and you buy on cable TV a subscription to watch Yankees games. You don't need to go there ever again. Screw New York and their filthy subways and their disease everywhere and their homeless everywhere and their massive crime. much of which is by homeless people. Who'd want to live in New York? Yuck! And I was born there, and I was raised there. Lived there till I was 26. Yuck! New York's disgusting. Disgusting place. And he's trying to get people who left New York to come back to New York. No one's coming back, Eric. Sorry. But what is going to happen is I believe that Disney is going to have big problems. Because I remember a few months ago, it was probably about 6 months ago around Christmas time, right? It was like Thanksgiving or so. So that was about 6 months ago. That it came out that the Salvation Army was having critical race theory training for its employees that was preaching that white people were evil and white people need to apologize for being white and apologize for white privilege. White privilege. And I don't think that got out in the mainstream media at all. And I don't even think it was out that big in conservative media. But people found out about it, a lot of conservatives, and they stopped dropping money in the Salvation Army's kettles. And the Salvation Army almost went broke, almost hit absolute bottom. And their revenues were down so much, or their donations were down so much, they had to apologize and say, this is never going to happen again. And I think at some point they said, this never happened. It's a lie. We're not doing critical race theory. We don't think white people are evil. They were apoplectic. They were on their knees begging you to come back and give money to the Salvation Army. But it never was a mainstream media issue. This Disney is now mainstream media because the mainstream media is trying to brainwash people into believing that it's okay to groom young children into a life of transgenderism in kindergarten. And so they actually are so delusional. They're talking about this in the mainstream media as if you're supposed to support it. And by doing that, they're making everybody know this story. And I believe every family in America is going to go, yuck! I want to vomit. I'm never going near Disneyland again. I'm never going Disney World again. I'm never going to watch Disney again. Goodbye, Disney. Bye-bye.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years.
Hey, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you diabetic?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the show. For weeks I've been telling you about a non-lethal weapon, Hero 2020. The website's hero2020.com. Hero has engineered a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It only takes a few minutes to learn how to use the Hero 2020. It has a laser sight to ensure that you don't miss the target. It does not require a concealed carry permit. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Or how about a person who carries a traditional handgun, which I do, and Cindy, my wife, does. We both have the permits to carry handguns wherever we want to go. And yet, you can't carry it in your store, or I should say, you can't use it in your store, in your retail store, if someone attacks you with non-lethal, or somebody steals clothing, someone steals food, someone steals products from your store. You can't shoot them. You're meeting non-lethal with lethal. They'll charge you with murder. So this is perfect to protect your store, your house, your office from someone who is not using lethal means but is, in fact, robbing you or attacking you. The Hero 2020 will stop an attack. No one dies. No one gets seriously injured. Do what I and by the way, they're on the ground coughing and their eyes are stinging and they can't move and they're paralyzed and all that happens. And guess what? They're on the ground till the police come. Do what I did and protect yourself and your loved ones and get Hero 2020 today at hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for a very special discount. WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. So the funniest video of the day was Obama went to the White House today to talk about their expanding Obamacare, the worst program ever. They're expanding it. And you should see Biden. First of all, Biden introduced Obama. You know, remember the other day, I told you that Biden said something incredibly stupid. He said the vice president for 8 years under Obama was Jill, his wife. I mean, the man is brain dead. The president of the United States is dangerously brain dead with dementia. Today he did even worse. Today he announced Obama by saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, I am Vice President Joe Biden. Meet President Obama." He told the truth. See, when you have dementia, you very often tell the truth. Obama's the president. Biden is a puppet with dementia. And Obama is the ventriloquist and the real president of the United States. And Obama's bosses, because Obama just takes marching orders, he gets orders from George Soros, Klaus Schwab, and the Chinese Communist Party, with an assist to the Mexican drug cartel. But it sure isn't Biden. So Biden told the truth. But then, after he introduced Obama, everybody in the room went running over to Obama and left Biden all by himself. And you could see him walk away all by himself. He's the president of the United States, supposedly. And he's walking away mumbling to himself. He knows nobody in the world gives a crap about him. And they all see Obama as the real president. And they're all running to Obama. It's really quite amazing what crazy things are happening in our country. How can you, by the way, back to the opening segment, how can you give transgender and non-binary residents $900 a month in income in Palm Springs? First of all, how is that not going to court? Who allows you to use taxpayer money to give money to one group of people who claim to be transgender or non-binary? Anybody will now claim that and pick up the $900. But it's the most racist, prejudiced thing I've ever heard. Well, if you gave money to black people called reparations, I'm against it, but I can understand it. I understand where it's coming from. Why do you have a right to give money to transgenders? Were they brought over from Africa in slave ships? Were they held down because of the color of their skin? How do you give $900 a month in free government money to people because they claim to be transgender or non-binary? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. All right, we jump from that to the serious battle of the COVID vaccine. A healthy 60-year-old Missouri mother died just a month ago, 5 months after her second Pfizer vaccine. The victim, Jennifer Deason Sprague, died of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, a rare brain disease. She worked for Perkins Restaurant Corporation, which mandated their employees receive the experimental jabs, mRNA jabs. And she got her second dose on September 21st and died 5 months later. Her husband, Richard, encouraged her not to get the vaccines. He said, "I told her to just lie about it. If they asked for a vax card, she should ask them to make everyone show proof they had the shot. She felt bad lying about it. She went ahead and got it." And he is now blaming the vaccine. 4 days after the injection, she felt something wasn't right. Left side of her body began to tremble. The doctor said if it was the shot, she would have known it after a couple hours, not a couple of days. Then she started having episodes. And now she's dead. The symptoms worsened, and now she's dead. Love that vaccine.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former press secretary to the Ukrainian president is detailing alleged Russian war crimes.
Ukrainian government has recorded 1,200 of war crimes committed in the Kyiv region only.
Yulia Mendel stating over 400 bodies have been recovered from the Kyiv suburb of Bucha for forensic analysis following the release of graphic footage. The Health and Human Services Department is launching a government-wide response to long COVID-19. HHS Secretary Javier Becerra explaining the objectives of this move.
Three main goals: improving care, services, and other support for individuals with long COVID, enhancing education and outreach among the public, private sector, and the medical community, and advancing research to support both goals.
USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great...
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, if you want to call in, we're taking calls. No guests this hour. 833-WAR-TALK. 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 Way. Any of you been banned? Why were you banned? What do you think about what happened to me, Wayne Allen Root? Give us a call, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. By the way, you can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com, and you can find all my commentaries and columns and videos at rootforamerica.com, root, R-O-O-T, for America.com. Here's an interesting story. Nothing to do with politics, but caught my eye because I do love a good steak. And an Israeli startup prints the world's first ribeye. Is the world crazy or what? Is the world getting wild or what? You can print a ribeye? Israeli-based Aleph Farms has created the world's first slaughter-free steak using three-dimensional bioprinting and real cells from a cow. Aleph teamed up with biomedical researchers at the Technion Israel Institute of Technology to print lab-grown ribeyes intended for human consumption without slaughtering an animal. It incorporates muscle and fat similar to its slaughtered counterpart, adding that steaks taste just like a juicy ribeye steak you'd buy from the butcher. Aleph's technology is unique. It prints actual living cells that are then incubated to grow, differentiate, and interact in order to acquire the texture and qualities of a real steak. Didier Tubia, co-founder and CEO of Aleph Farms, called the 3D printed meat a breakthrough. He added, "This milestone for me marks a major leap in fulfilling our vision of leading a global food system transition towards a more sustainable, equitable, and secure world. While lab-grown meat is in its infancy, it will take the company a couple of years to advance the technology to scale production up to be commercially available." If you thought 3D printed steaks are weird, readers may recall not too long ago, we reported California food company Eat Just Inc. received the all-clear by Singapore to sell lab-grown chicken meat. So I guess the question I would have is, does this count as real meat or real chicken, and therefore is it something a vegetarian could eat because you're no longer killing animals? Couldn't a vegetarian finally eat meat and chicken because you didn't kill an animal? I would think so. And it certainly is now climate change friendly, right? Lab-grown meat is going to cut down on CO2 emissions because no more farting cows, right? I don't think a fake cow farts, right? They're not printing 3D cow farts, are they? So you would think it's all wonderful with the liberals, you would think. I don't know. I don't know. The other big news story, by the way, that I have not gotten to on today's show is of the Lincoln Project. Can you excuse me for a minute? Just had to get that in. Because the Lincoln Project is a bunch of losers that hated Trump so much, they were deranged people with Trump derangement syndrome. And they claimed they were Republicans, and they hated Trump so much, and they were so vicious to him. And it turns out they're led by a bunch of pedophiles. They're led by a bunch of sexual perverts. They're led by guys who harassed children, I guess. You know what? Maybe I'm saying it wrong. He harassed everybody looking for a job, and they were probably 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds. Maybe he's not a pedophile. Pedophile would be by definition, right, if you're harassing like 8-year-olds or 5-year-olds. These were people looking for jobs. Steve Schmidt was the co-founder of the Lincoln Project, and he is resigning because the other guy, John Weaver, turned out to be pressuring a lot of men and boys who tried to get involved in his little orbit against Trump into having sex. And they were likely abuse of power, illegal acts, I would think, based on descriptions of them. But these guys, again, I've said this so many times over the last few months, that somebody turns out to be a weirdo, someone turns out to be a pervert, someone turns out to be a liar, someone turns out to be an evil, mean-spirited person that is abusing everybody around them at work. And these are all never Trumpers. There's something they've got in common. These are not good people. These are not happy people. All the people that hated Trump have their own problems in their own lives. Something's wrong with them. So news just broke. Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt is resigning from the group's board As a reminder, here's what he said earlier. The Lincoln Project will be delighted to open its books for an audit immediately after the Trump campaign and all affiliated super PACs do so in response to inquiries about how much of the donations went to their personal bank accounts rather than ads designed to defeat Trump. In his statement, he claims, and so this is, and John Weaver's the one who was doing the molesting. He claims he was molested as a 13-year-old. Of course, they've all got excuses. Just fall back on Me Too. Everybody got molested when they were a little kid, and that's why now they molest others. Sorry, that doesn't hold water. That's not an excuse. The group of lifelong Republican Party consultancy, this is what's wrong with the Republican Party. And these are all people that went on TV and badmouthed Wayne Root. You know, one of them, and I never remember which is the one. I don't know if it was Rick Wilson, Steve Schmidt, or John Weaver. But one of them went on with Rachel Maddow on MSNBC and spent like 7 minutes of a huge segment just completely denigrating Wayne Allyn Root. This was like 7 years ago, right before Trump, 6 or 7 years ago. And they just had the worst things to say about me because I'm a real conservative. And they always say it by saying, see, I'm a real Republican. And this guy, Wayne Root, is terrible and he ruins our party. Really, you're a real Republican. Yeah. Group of lifelong Republican Party consultants who, under the name of the Lincoln Project, got very rich in 2020 with anti-Trump online messaging, have now spent weeks responding to numerous scandals on multiple fronts. Despite the gravity of these scandals, its conduct the Thursday night was in a whole new category of sleaze. And not only infuriated the longtime allies, but also constituted the abuse of Twitter's platform to commit likely illegal acts. The primary effect of the Lincoln Project was to personally enrich its key operatives, I'm reading an article from Zero Hedge, by cynically exploiting the fears of U.S. liberals. Reporting throughout 2020 conclusively demonstrated the vast majority of the tens of millions of dollars raised by the group was going to firms controlled by its founders. One of its most prominent founders, Rick Wilson, personally collected $65,000 for liberals through GoFundMe for an anti-Trump film he kept promising, but which never came. To this day, he refused to explain what he did with the money. A study. Did you realize I've started a couple of PACs in my life and I never took a penny? A penny! I mean, I didn't even take $1.50 for a Coca-Cola. Nothing! These guys get rich off these PACs. They're such criminals! On Monday, the Associated Press published a comprehensive exposé with new facts about two of the group's growing scandals. It reported in June 2020. Members of the organization's leadership were informed in writing and in subsequent phone calls of at least 10 specific allegations of harassment against co-founder John Weaver, including two involving Lincoln Project employees, directly contradicting the group's emphatic denial that it knew nothing about Weaver's misconduct until the New York Times reported on them at the end of January. As AP delicately put it, these new materials raise questions about the Lincoln Project statement last month that it was shocked when accusations surfaced publicly this year. The gay news outlet, The Washington Blade, published emails and other correspondence demonstrating the high likelihood that the group's denials regarding its past knowledge of Weaver's misconduct were false. Anyway, I could go on and on and on. I'm not going to go on and on and on. It's disgusting, absolutely disgusting. It makes me want to retch. This guy was like a gay, perverted, serial gay sexual abuser who went after everybody that went near him. A predator. This is the way Fox News put it in a simple paragraph. Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt resigned from the embattled anti-Trump organization Friday night, claiming he did so to make room for the appointment of a female board member as the first step to reform of the Lincoln Project. Axios was the first to report on Schmidt's exit, which follows an exodus of senior staff since the Associated Press and New York Magazine ran bombshell reports indicating the leadership at the Lincoln Project were aware of at least 10 sexual harassment allegations against co-founder John Weaver. Two of those allegations involved Lincoln Project employees who were communicated to leadership after Schmidt and other colleagues denied having any knowledge of Weaver's behavior. In any case, basically, you know, from what I've read, this guy Weaver was just a sexual predator. And it's just like Harvey Weinstein, except he's a gay version of Harvey Weinstein. And so every guy that tried to work for the Lincoln Project, you know, got the same treatment. You know, yeah, sure, sure, sure. You have sex with me. You do this to me. You do that to me. You tie me up in bed and, you know, I'll make sure you get hired. That's the kind of people you're dealing with here. Disgusting people. Terrible people. But a gay version of Harvey Weinstein. So all I could say is, I'm the real Republican conservative. I'm not into weird things. I'm not a pervert. I've never done anything evil. I've never hurt anybody. I've never pressured anyone in my life into having sex. You guys did all that, but then you attacked people like me and Donald Trump for believing in a wall, for believing in lower taxes, for believing in less regulations, for believing this is a Judeo-Christian nation, for believing that capitalism is good. What's bad about any of those things? What's extreme about any of those things? Nothing. The American people are on my side in every one of those things. But you went on MSNBC and you badmouthed me. You pissed on me for no reason. Except you're hateful, horrible people, you're evil, and you're all liberal Democrats masquerading as Republicans. You've got nothing to do with the Republican Party or conservatism at all. You're frauds. Every one of you that hated Trump was a fraud. All right, sponsor of this segment, Freedom Health Alliance. Speaking of stress, I mean, this nation is under such stress and such turmoil. Your immune systems are facing the most stress maybe in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they've got a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50%, 5-0, on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution. But I put them together. Active Silver Solution, Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, Natural Immune Support, handpicked by me for you, 50% off. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free, 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR and get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle, 888-910-0341, or go to freedomhealthalliance.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee. And men, I have a special challenge for you. I want to encourage you in this Valentine's month of February to love yourself and to love your wife. Do you know the number one thing you can do to love your wife is to be the best you can be? We have helped tens of thousands of people to transform at the cellular level, to reverse all their illnesses, to lose all their fat, to get back their mojo, their energy, their power, their strength. Your wife deserves the best you possible. So do this for yourself, and only in the month of February, we are going to give you a special bargain, unbelievable offer. That's right, your wife can join you for free. The greatest Valentine's gift you could ever give your wife, the greatest way you can show your love. So call us today at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Reparations would be white Republican Union Yankee soldiers that died fighting to free the slaves from the Democrat Confederate rebel owners. And since not one Democrat voted for the passage of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments that freed the slaves, gave them citizenship and voting rights, Democrats should be the ones paying all the reparations in perpetuity. Reparations are ever paid. Good point, Stephen. What about all the white soldiers who gave their lives or gave their limbs or risked their lives in hell of civil war to battle for black slaves? It's not only black people that deserve reparations. All those soldiers should get reparations and their families. Very good point. And then I've got another interesting email here from, let's see what her name is, Ken. From Ken. Ken says, please communicate this fact about the COVID vaccine. This is brilliant. The chocolate company, Hershey's, mandated the COVID vaccine for its employees, resulting in many people losing their jobs. Meanwhile, Rochelle Walensky's CDC, meaning the Center for Disease Control, does not force their staff to take the COVID vaccine. As funny as that sounds, neither does the FDA mandate the vaccine for their staff. Still laughing? Neither do any of the makers of the vaccine. Pfizer, Moderna, nor J&J mandate the vaccine for their employees. They don't. And as the icing on the cake, the U.S. Postal Service does not mandate their staff to take the COVID vaccine. Gee, do you think that this has anything to do with their role in the election steal? If I worked at the U.S. Postal Service and they tried to mandate vaccinate me, you better believe I would totally expose my employer's role in rigging and stealing the election. Again, I got some smart people listening, man. I got to tell you, because those are both on the money. On the money. I wish I could convince President Trump him and I speaking together next Monday in front of a gigantic crowd in Florida. And it's not one of those things where there's 20 people on the stage and I'm one of them. It's me and Trump and that's it. And everyone's coming to see Wayne Allyn and President Donald Trump. Sold out in 20 minutes. Thousands of seats in 20 minutes to see Trump and Root in Palm Beach, California on Palm Beach, Florida on Monday, which is April 11th, 6 o'clock East Coast time. So actually that's 3 o'clock here. So actually the entire time of my show next Monday, you will be listening to Lee Elsie as the guest host, but I will be on the stage in Florida at that moment and doing a book signing as well in front of thousands of people. It's going to be a big moment for me, and thank President Trump for joining us. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And inflation, you know, they wrote this script for me 6 months ago that inflation is wild and inflation is exploding and inflation is only going to get worse and it's already worse than the 1980s. They couldn't have even imagined, and I couldn't have imagined as we screen this stuff, how bad it would be now in April of 2022. Inflation isn't higher than the 1980s. Inflation is the highest in history now. Pretty much every smart expert understands. When you include gas and energy and all the other grocery prices in the inflation index, which aren't in there, by the way. They do that on purpose so politicians can get reelected, so that the people don't think inflation's that bad. So when inflation is traditionally you know, 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%. But they convince you it's 1%, then the politicians get reelected, even though your own pocketbook keeps shrinking. But now that it's 7%, 8%, 9%, 10%, it's really 20, 25, 30%. It's the worst inflation probably in the history of America. What do you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call them at 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years' experience and billions of dollars in transactions. 800-300-8441. Tell them Wayne Root. Mention that name, Wayne Allen Root, or the show, the Wayne Allen Root Show, and you will be guaranteed the best prices in the entire United States and the best customer service. Call Tangible now, toll free, 800-300-8441. So I told you earlier in the show that Disney has a lot of perverts working for them. How about this story? Disney cruise ship employee caught on camera molesting an 11-year-old girl in an elevator. Disney security guard investigating sexual assault told to keep your mouth shut. And Disney reportedly flew the accused molester back to India. So when you hear that Disney is fighting for LGBTQ kids and condemns Florida lawmakers for their new anti-grooming bill, which affects 5 to 8-year-olds, and you can't understand how this could be possible. First of all, boycott Disney. Strike Disney. Protest Disney. Ban Disney. Don't ever spend a dollar with Disney again. Don't watch Disney movies. Don't watch Disney online. Don't watch Disney stream. Don't go to Disneyland. Don't go to Disney World. Don't buy Disney presents for your kids at Christmas. We've got to make a point. Disney is now public enemy number one, like Al Capone was. Focus all our efforts on Disney. Bring them to their knees. Bring them close to bankruptcy. Make them crack. Make them apologize. And then we go after the other 115 woke companies in my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Get my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or go to Root for America and find out more. 116 companies in my book, and I show you how to take them down.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.